Lucas Graham, you're not there here on Phoenix FM and Phoenix Sport. Myself, Chris Hood and Scott W. But I'll tell you who is here. It's Tony Everly winging his way and possibly, as we said, dancing over from Brentwood Town today. Brentwood Town 2, Thurrock 1. And for the second week in a row, Tony, it's all about that last minute goal, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. 95th minute today. So we would have taken a point, obviously, before the game. So to get the win was fantastic.
And, well, it's Lamar Reynolds. He's back and he's banging in late goal. But also Harrison Giorgio, who was out for such a long time as well, getting the goals. So it's the boys that are coming back scoring the goals for you.
Yeah, I mean, Harrison's been out since the first week of September. He's had a couple of substitute appearances and I thought I was ready to give him a start today. And he did tremendous, not only with scoring and the last-minute assist for Lamar, but his overall play, he was a threat, he was intelligent, and he lasted 90 minutes comfortably. So, very pleased.
Now, as I say, it's put you out of the relegation zone now, though, but certainly not job done because there's a discrepancy in games played at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, even if it was level games, it's not a job done by a long way. You know, we've got to secure a lot more points to make sure that we stay safe. And hopefully this is just the beginning and we can continue our run the next time we play.
Now, don't play now until Tuesday the 7th at home to Wroxham in the league. And that again, could be a key fixture at the bottom of the table for the boys.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. We've got a 10-day break. We'll do a bit of training and stuff and work on things in that time. I'm not going to try and arrange any game or friendly, etc. I want the players that I've got back to stay in one piece, just work hard and prepare ourselves for the next game.
Now, how good does it feel for you at the moment that you'd been on such a terrible run around about Christmas time, and this last few games, it's really, the boys are putting in brilliant performances against teams at the top of the league, teams towards the bottom of the league that you have to be beating. So it's really sort of vindication for what you've been doing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think whatever's happened, and we've had a bad run, and we all know we've had a bad run. I think there was enough belief and understanding within the team, the squad, the club, that we had gone through a phase of some very unfortunate situations with injuries, etc. And it's just, like you say, the belief was there. So as players have come back, we've continued doing what we're doing. We've strengthened a little bit and we've just carried on, really. And we're trying to play in the same way. And I never doubted it for 1 minute.
Now, we've heard stories in the Premier League about David Moyes locking himself in the darkened room if Sunderland lose. What's the plan then for this evening, now that Brentwood have won?
I don't know, really. Obviously, the family will be thanking God or somebody that I'm going to be walking through the door with a smile on my face, and that should brighten the evening. What will happen after that, I don't know. But yeah, I'll have a drink or two. I'll say it, celebrate.